Have you ever wondered what happens when your body's defense system turns against you? Autoimmune diseases are a complex and often misunderstood group of conditions where the immune system, which is supposed to protect you from harmful invaders like bacteria and viruses, mistakenly attacks your own healthy cells. But why does this happen, and what can you do if you're diagnosed with an autoimmune disease? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore critical health topics that help you take control of your well-being. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of autoimmune diseases, conditions that affect millions of people worldwide, often without them even realizing what's happening inside their bodies. In this episode, we'll discuss what autoimmune diseases are, explore some of the most common conditions, debunk myths, and provide insights into managing these often challenging disorders. Whether you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, know someone who has, or are simply curious about the topic, this episode will provide you with valuable information. Let's begin with a story about my friend, Sarah. Sarah had always been active and healthy, but over time, she started experiencing strange symptoms, extreme fatigue, joint pain, and skin rashes that didn't seem to go away. She visited several doctors, but no one could pinpoint the problem. Finally, after months of frustration, she was diagnosed with lupus, an autoimmune disease where the body's immune system attacks its own tissues and organs. Sarah's journey to diagnosis is a common one for those with autoimmune diseases, as these conditions can be difficult to identify and often present with vague, overlapping symptoms. What are autoimmune diseases? Understanding the basics. Autoimmune diseases occur when the immune system, which is designed to protect your body from harmful invaders, mistakenly targets your own tissues, mistaking them for foreign threats. This can lead to inflammation, pain, and damage to various parts of the body, depending on which tissues are affected. The exact cause of autoimmune diseases is not fully understood, but it is believed to involve a combination of genetic, environmental, and hormonal factors. In some cases, a viral or bacterial infection may trigger an autoimmune response in someone who is genetically predisposed to developing the condition. There are more than 80 known autoimmune diseases, each affecting different parts of the body. Some autoimmune diseases are systemic, meaning they can affect the entire body, while others are organ-specific, targeting particular organs or tissues. Sarah's diagnosis of lupus, for example, is a systemic autoimmune disease that can affect the skin, joints, kidneys, and other organs. Common autoimmune diseases, a closer look. There are several common autoimmune diseases that affect millions of people worldwide. Let's explore some of the most prevalent ones, their symptoms, and how they can impact daily life. Rheumatoid arthritis, RA, is an autoimmune disease that primarily affects the joints, causing chronic inflammation, pain, and swelling. Over time, RA can lead to joint damage and deformity. People with RA often experience stiffness, especially in the morning, and may notice that their symptoms worsen during flare-ups. Sarah's friend Mike, who has RA, found that his symptoms were particularly bad in cold weather. Managing RA typically involves a combination of medications to reduce inflammation and pain, as well as physical therapy to maintain joint function. Lupus, systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE, is a systemic autoimmune disease that can affect multiple organs and tissues, including the skin, joints, kidneys, heart, and lungs. Symptoms of lupus can vary widely but often include fatigue, joint pain, skin rashes, and fever. Sarah's lupus diagnosis explained the persistent joint pain and rashes she had been experiencing. Lupus is managed with medications that suppress the immune system, reduce inflammation, and protect organs from damage. Patients with lupus also need to be vigilant about avoiding sun exposure, as UV light can trigger flares. Multiple sclerosis, MS, is an autoimmune disease that affects the central nervous system, specifically the brain and spinal cord. In MS, the immune system attacks the protective covering of nerve fibers, leading to communication problems between the brain and the rest of the body. Symptoms of MS can include fatigue, difficulty walking, numbness or tingling, muscle weakness, and vision problems. The severity of MS can vary, with some people experiencing mild symptoms while others may become severely disabled. Treatment for MS focuses on managing symptoms, slowing the progression of the disease, and improving quality of life through medications and physical therapy. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where the immune system attacks and destroys the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. Insulin is a hormone that helps regulate blood sugar levels, and without it, blood sugar can become dangerously high. People with type 1 diabetes need to take insulin daily to manage their blood sugar levels. Sarah's cousin Jake was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes as a child. His condition requires careful monitoring of his blood sugar levels, insulin injections, and a healthy diet to prevent complications. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune disease that affects the thyroid gland, leading to hypothyroidism or an underactive thyroid. The immune system attacks the thyroid, reducing its ability to produce thyroid hormones, which are essential for regulating metabolism. Symptoms of Hashimoto's thyroiditis can include fatigue, weight gain, sensitivity to cold, and depression. Treatment usually involves taking synthetic thyroid hormones to replace the hormones the thyroid is no longer producing. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease where the immune system attacks the small intestine in response to the ingestion of gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. This immune response damages the lining of the small intestine, leading to malabsorption of nutrients. Symptoms of celiac disease can include diarrhea, bloating, weight loss, and fatigue. The only treatment for celiac disease is a strict gluten-free diet, which allows the intestine to heal and prevents further damage. Myths about autoimmune diseases: what's fact and what's fiction? Autoimmune diseases are often surrounded by myths and misconceptions, which can make it difficult for those affected to find accurate information and support. One common myth is that autoimmune diseases only affect older people. In reality, autoimmune diseases can develop at any age, and many, like type 1 diabetes and lupus, often start in childhood or early adulthood. Another myth is that autoimmune diseases are rare. While some autoimmune diseases are uncommon, others, like rheumatoid arthritis and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, are quite common, affecting millions of people worldwide. There's also a misconception that autoimmune diseases are always debilitating. While it's true that some autoimmune diseases can be severe and life-altering, many people with autoimmune conditions are able to manage their symptoms effectively and lead full, active lives with the right treatment and support. Finally, some believe that autoimmune diseases are caused by stress alone. While stress can exacerbate symptoms and trigger flare-ups, it is not the root cause of autoimmune diseases. These conditions are complex and involve a combination of genetic, environmental, and immunological factors. Managing autoimmune diseases, treatments, and lifestyle adjustments. Managing an autoimmune disease often involves a combination of medical treatments and lifestyle adjustments to reduce symptoms, prevent flare-ups, and improve quality of life. The specific treatment plan will depend on the type of autoimmune disease and the severity of the symptoms. Medications are commonly used to manage autoimmune diseases by reducing inflammation, suppressing the immune system, and relieving pain. For conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, and corticosteroids may be prescribed to control inflammation. Disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs, DMARDs, and biologics are often used to slow the progression of diseases like RA and prevent joint damage. Immunosuppressants are commonly prescribed for systemic autoimmune diseases like lupus and MS to reduce the activity of the immune system and prevent it from attacking the body's tissues. Sarah's treatment for lupus includes a combination of NSAIDs, corticosteroids, and an immunosuppressant to keep her symptoms under control. Lifestyle changes are also essential for managing autoimmune diseases. A healthy diet, regular exercise, and stress management can help improve symptoms and overall well-being. For example, Sarah found that a balanced diet rich in anti-inflammatory foods like fruits, vegetables, and omega-3 fatty acids helped reduce her lupus flare-ups. Regular exercise, such as swimming or yoga, helped her maintain joint flexibility and reduce pain. Stress management techniques, such as meditation and deep breathing exercises, also became an important part of her daily routine to help prevent flare-ups. Monitoring and regular checkups are crucial for people with autoimmune diseases. Because these conditions can affect multiple organs and systems, regular monitoring is necessary to detect any complications early. Blood tests, imaging studies, and physical exams are often part of routine care for autoimmune patients. Sarah sees her rheumatologist regularly to monitor her lupus and adjust her treatment plan as needed. Support systems play a vital role in managing autoimmune diseases. Living with a chronic condition can be challenging, and having a strong support system, whether it's family, friends, or a support group, can make a significant difference. Sarah joined a lupus support group where she could share her experiences, learn from others, and find emotional support during difficult times. Understanding the risks and complications of autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases can lead to various complications if not managed properly. These complications can affect different parts of the body and can range from mild to severe. For instance, lupus can cause kidney damage, lupus nephritis, which can lead to kidney failure if not treated. Rheumatoid arthritis can lead to joint damage and deformities, reducing mobility and quality of life. Multiple sclerosis can cause nerve damage that leads to disability over time. Hashimoto's thyroiditis can lead to an enlarged thyroid, goiter, or in rare cases, thyroid cancer. Celiac disease, if left untreated, can increase the risk of developing other autoimmune disorders, osteoporosis, and certain cancers. Sarah's lupus journey taught her the importance of managing her condition carefully to prevent such complications. With regular monitoring, a tailored treatment plan, and lifestyle adjustments, many of these risks can be minimized, allowing individuals with autoimmune diseases to lead fulfilling lives. Conclusion: Living with autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are complex and can be challenging to manage, but with the right information, support, and treatment, it is possible to live well with these conditions. Understanding the symptoms, recognizing the myths, and taking proactive steps to manage your health can make a significant difference in your quality of life. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding autoimmune diseases and how to manage them effectively. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, living with an autoimmune disease is a journey, but with the right tools and support, you can take control of your health and live life to the fullest. Until next time, take care.